In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God came into the world, into a world that He Himself had created. The Son of God, by whom all the world had been created, through whom the world had been created. The world was created from the Father, through the Son, in the Holy Spirit. And the Son of God, through whom this world was created, and whose divine energies enliven all of the world, He came into the world that He had created. And all of the world of creation recognized Him, rejoiced in Him, acknowledged Him, and praised Him, responded to His presence in the world. For us human beings, there is more necessary. We are not simply just another aspect of God's creation. We are the ones whom God created to have dominion over the world that we are part of, to share in His dominion in the world. A dominion that He has because He is the life of the world. We say that and we know that it's true about Jesus, the Christ. But God is the life of the world even before Jesus the Christ is born. God has always been the life of the world. His creation responds to His coming into the world. Each of us as human beings, created free by God to love Him or to abandon Him in preference for the world that He created, each of us must individually return to Him, now that He has come, now that He has made it possible for us to return to Him through His incarnate Son, Jesus the Christ. And our lives are meant to be lives of a living return to God. Last week when we talked about St. Gregory Palamas, we emphasized that we know God by His actions in the world. We know God by the things that He does in the world, and it has always been that way, ever since God revealed Himself to the Hebrews. He revealed Himself to them by His mighty acts, by leading them out of Egypt, through the wilderness, to the promised land, and ultimately to realize through the prophets that some additional act of God was necessary in order to restore us to His life. Some act is necessary. Jesus the Christ is the one who comes to perform that act, to do that act. God Himself comes into the world to act in a new kind of way. Now, by His incarnation, God unites Himself to our humanity. But it is still left for Him to do something to unite us to Him, to return us and restore us to sharing and participating and living from His own divine life. What does He do? The action that He performs by way of the cross. The crucifixion is the new act of God that we proclaim. It is the center of the gospel. It is the new act of God that we are called to witness to. Father John Baer quotes St. Gregory of Nyssa, brother of St. Basil the Great, incidentally, where St. Gregory clearly explains that Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God, and at the same time fully a human being, uses His body to perform the new action of God in the world that makes all the difference. And that action that He performs by His body is what the cross and crucifixion is all about. Gregory of Nyssa says that the one who commingles, who mingles together divinity and humanity in Himself. Now, it's in Him But how are we going to share it? He has become one of us, but how do we become part of Him? He does that on the cross by His suffering. We live in a world of suffering. We can do everything that we can to avoid suffering. And in order to do that, we have to abandon others, one way or another. If we are going to love others, and even if we deny our call to love others, there is going to be suffering. It's suffering if we isolate ourselves, then we're lost, separating ourselves from others and from God. There is a suffering in the darkness. But even if we turn toward others in love, there is going to be suffering in our lives. The world is radically broken. But God's action on the cross transforms the meaning and the consequences of that suffering. He makes suffering into a way of uniting ourselves to God and to others. It's not just about our own suffering. By loving others, we take on compassionately their suffering, and it becomes our suffering. That's what Christ does on the cross. He takes on the suffering, the missing of the mark, and the suffering that has come in consequence of that sin. He takes that to Himself, and He mingles it with His divinity. He becomes the God who suffers our suffering. And now He makes a way for us to share, to participate in His divine human life. Changes the meaning of everything for all of us. It is by way of the cross and the suffering of Christ that St. Paul is able to say, as we heard him say last week, I strive and He acts mightily, and I participate, I share in His action. We only know God by His action in the world, His energia, His action in the world. And now God has acted in the cross in a way that we can return to sharing and participating in that divine action. If we, as Jesus says, are not ashamed of Him, are not ashamed of the cross, I'm not ashamed of what it takes to do that, because we have to abandon pride, any hope of standing on our own separately, as though we could live independently of God and others. And that's what we want more than anything else. If we are not ashamed of the cross, of what God has done on the cross, of that humble act, that humble divine act that He performs that we can share in, by dying to ourselves, by abandoning a life separate from Him, and living by the life that He makes available to us on the cross. That is our path as Christians. That is the path of life. The cross is the tree of eternal life. It is our return to the garden that we make when we fall down before the cross of Christ. We can misunderstand, of course, completely. We can try to live a life separate from God, a secular life, where we make a false idol of everything, God Himself, the cross even, and live separately from the life that He has restored to us, even when we bow down before it. Are we accepting the life that God has given us by the cross when we bow down? Or is it simply something that's separate and foreign to us as we go on to live lives separate from God in the world? Suffering as little as possible, not getting too close, not being too compassionate, hardening our hearts whenever we see some possibility of having to be brought down from our own prideful throne of self-veneration, exactly the opposite of what the King does. Raised up on the cross. Will you be ashamed of me? He says, as we heard him say today. Will you try to hold on to your life and lose it? Or will you give up that separate, selfish life of your own separate identity independent of God and independent of others? And will you witness to the act of God that has been made a new action in the world on the cross, and witness to the new life that God has revealed for us? St. John Chrysostom, sounding very much like Gregory of Nyssa, says this. He says, God could have said to us, I will relieve you of all of your troubles, all of your difficulties, and smooth your life. But he does not do that, because there would then be no way of our participating in and our sharing in his own divine life. By the suffering that there is in the world, he brings us to himself and makes a path for our sharing in his divine life. And in the end, if we do this, if we accept the action of God that he has accomplished, death need have no fear for us, because he has overcome the power of death over us. It all boils down to whether or not we live in shame of the fact that we are created to live at one with God and not independent and separate from him. And if we accept that, if we receive this living gospel teaching of Christ that is Christ on the cross, what will be the consequence? We will be able to become the actions of God in the world, as we were meant to be from the beginning. Our lives, living in the world, compassionate, loving others, trampling down the death of our own pride and our own arrogance, loving God and loving others, and seeing every encounter with another human being as an opportunity to bring them through our actions to the oneness that God made between himself and us on the cross. That is the living of the Christian life. That is the life that God has restored to us. And it makes every moment of every day an opportunity to receive divine life into our lives and share the presence of God in the midst of the world. And that is how the human beings return to God. Not simply as all of the unthinking and unspeaking material world immediately acknowledges him, but by our free love of him, our sharing of his divine life as he has acted in order to make it possible for us to share that life with him. That is the life that we enter into, and that is the life that we are created to live in the world by his strength, from his wisdom, from his power. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.